Just moments after being sworn in as the next Speaker of the House, Hialeah Republican Jose Oliva outlined a key legislative priority.
When I got elected in 2011, healthcare was 33% of our budget. That was pretty alarming back then. This year will be 48%. I mean, something clearly is not working, and adding more money to that won't help.
One of the biggest ways to bring costs down, according to Oliva, is expanding patients' access to care. This is especially true in rural North Florida and low-income communities where hospitals and doctors are sparse. A solution lawmakers keep coming back to is affording nurse practitioners more discretion. Here's Oliva again.
That's an issue of access. If you let people be able to practice to the extent of their training, you will create greater access in the rural areas and in other areas that maybe doctors cannot get to.
Tampa Republican Senator Jeff Brandis is leading this charge in the Senate, and the House effort is being carried by Sebring Republican Representative Kerry Pigman. Keeping with legislation to expand access is a measure aimed at broadening services offered by ambulatory surgical centers. Commonly known as outpatient surgery centers, they provide less serious care than hospitals, and they're required to discharge patients on the same working day. But a measure filed by Stewart Republican Senator Gail Harrell would allow these centers to keep patients for up to 24 hours.
Thank you very much, members, and I think this is a very important step forward. It's going to truly reduce costs. It will reduce our Medicaid costs. By allowing those patients not to be transferred when they really don't need to be transferred.
Speaker Oliva also hopes to scale back on a regulatory requirement known as Certificate of Need. Certain healthcare providers, like hospitals and nursing homes, have to apply for state approval before they're allowed to add or expand services. The state has cut down on many of these requirements over the last two decades, and the House is poised to hear another rollback proposal this session. Oliva has spoken out against what he calls the hospital industrial complex, but the measure could face friction in the Senate. Senate President Bill Galvano is taking a more balanced approach, and he urges caution. And finally, there is Governor Ron DeSantis' priority. He's largely interested in reducing the cost of prescription drugs.
Basically, what we're going to be doing is recognizing that some of these same drugs, if you were just in Canada, would be a fraction of the price that we pay here. I'll be working with the Trump administration and the legislature to create a prescription drug importation program to bring Floridians less expensive FDA-approved prescription drugs from Canada.
DeSantis hopes this will shrink state spending on Medicaid and on prescriptions for prisoners. Galvano, however, is less optimistic.
I'm all about safe, more affordable prescriptions, but we have to be cautious that we're not trying to legislate at the state level that which is the province of the federal government.
For WFSU News, I'm Sean Mulcahy.